This is Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary.
Hi everyone, it's Holly from Pretty Big Butterflies and Holly Plus, and you're listening to Bump, Baby and Beyond with Emma's Diary. Today I'm joined by Stav, and we're going to talk about the wonderful world of baby names. Now, Stav, you're currently pregnant with twins, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, congratulations! That's amazing.
Thank you.
So how are you feeling?
Very heavy and tired.
Yeah.
I just entered my third trimester of my pregnancy. Although with twins, it always feels like I'm towards the end, although I'm not.
Yeah, I bet from the beginning you felt like that.
Yeah. People always ask me, so you're due soon. And I'm like, shut up.
So when are you actually due then?
My due date is on the 25th of October, but apparently twins are being delivered earlier, a couple of weeks earlier normally.
Wow, so you're so close now. And how's your pregnancy been so far? So with twins, I have two little boys, but I don't have twins. So how's your pregnancy been up until now?
It has been really good. As I said, the third trimester is a bit harder to carry. I'm very heavy. I can't work out anymore. I can't walk for more than 5 minutes. So I need help to get up the sofa sometimes.
Yeah, that happens to the best of us.
Yeah, but it's my first pregnancy, so I wouldn't know how it feels like to have one baby. So I don't have any comparison. So.
Yeah, it's all a learning curve, isn't it? It's all brand new when you're pregnant for the first time.
Yeah.
Especially exactly. With twins, because I feel like that's everything must happen a little bit quicker than maybe what you expected.
Yeah, or at least it feels like this, you know?
And do you know what the genders are of the babies yet?
Yes, we're having two boys.
Oh, yay! Welcome to the Mum of Boys Club.
Yeah, I'm going to be a soccer mom, yay!
That's amazing. And how do you feel about that?
Great. To be honest, we did a gender reveal party. After, I think, on week 18. And we've been told that we're going to have a boy and a girl. And we did the whole party. And pink and blue candies came out of the cake. And everyone was so happy. And a few days after, we went to do another scan. And she said that they did a mistake and we're having two boys.
Oh, my God. Oh. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I was like, check again.
Oh, wow. Now, please, can you check for a third time, please? I just need you to be sure. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. And so how did you deal with that change? Did you just, had you prepared anything by then or was you, you know, you
didn't? No, I haven't, because it was, I think, a few days after the gender reveal party. But I was disappointed at first, because in my head I was like, yeah, I'll have a boy and a girl and that's it. I'll never have to be pregnant again. But at the end of the day, it's not an issue. I'm blessed and I'm happy with what I have, and they're going to be really cute.
Yeah.
And I'm going to dress them the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I have two boys. Like I said, they're not twins. They're 18 months apart and I dress them the same.
Well, I know they should have their own identity, but for us it's really cute at the beginning, so
yeah. Exactly, enjoy
and
it
looks good on, it looks good on Instagram, so
yeah. So cute. Enjoy it while you can, because eventually they'll be like, no mummy, I don't want to wear this today.
Yeah, we need to take advantage.
Yeah,
exactly. From the state when they don't know.
Oh, that's an amazing story. I bet that happens to a lot of people though, especially with twins, because it can be difficult to see that the gender changes sort of what they're told. That must just be difficult at first, but then quite exciting, I suppose. So we know you're having boys. We know you're due really soon. Have you started to think about baby names?
Oh, baby names. That's a hard one because all the baby names I have are for baby girls, for boys. We started, but it has been, we have been back and forth, to be honest. It hasn't been easy.
So have you decided yet, or are you still on your journey of choosing?
We kind of have one name that we agree on, but it might change because it has to work with the other name as well. They have to sound good together. That makes sense.
I completely agree. When we chose our second baby's name, it had to fit the first one. It's like a matching pair.
Yeah.
I agree. So you've decided on one, but you're not sure on the other. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to know, or is that top secret? You're allowed to keep it to yourself. You don't have to tell us.
We will keep it for now, okay, because we're not 100% sure.
But we'll just follow you for the big reveal when we find out the names, because I'm excited already.
Amazing.
So what have you been doing then to try and find the perfect names? Because I know some people go through lists and things like that, but what have you and your husband been doing?
Okay, all the baby names lists on Google are useless. We've tried, we went through all of them, but what we found helpful is that there is this app called Kinder, which is like Tinder, where you connect with your partner and you see the baby names come up and you swipe left or swipe right. And when you have a match of a name that you both like, you get a match, and you can look at the match list and see all the names you guys agreed on, which is really cool.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. So we've been doing that. And it was actually, first of all, it was really fun to do it. It was like a game. And there were names that we haven't considered. We didn't see them on other Google baby name lists. So it has helped us with the first name, to be honest.
Have you agreed a lot, or has it caused a bit of friction between you trying?
We haven't agreed a lot at all. I was surprised how different we are, and what he thinks would be a cool name and what I think would be a great name. I was surprised because we're usually vibing, but we weren't vibing on the baby name thing.
So did you not think about maybe choosing one name each, or was that like too much responsibility for one person?
No, I don't trust him. No, I'm joking. it's an option, but we would like to choose to agree together on both of them.
Yeah, it's a big decision, isn't it? You're actually naming you're a little human, so it's really important that you both kind of.
Yeah.
Happy with your decision.
Yeah, my husband is more, he likes more modern names, you know, trendy modern names. And I'm more, I like the traditional names, to name them after our grandparents or something, you know.
Okay, I was going to ask you actually, what's your definition of traditional? Because I think some people like traditional names, but it means something different to everyone, doesn't it? So what's your kind of traditional idea of names?
Like names from the Bible or our great-grandparents' names, like Nathaniel or Rachel, or Joseph, stuff like that.
Yeah, and I guess people have different reasons, don't they, for choosing names. And
yeah,
it can be really hard if one of you wants, for example, a traditional name, like you said, and one of you wants to kind of be a little bit different and choose something else. It can be really hard to come to a conclusion together.
Yeah, because as I mentioned before, they need to work together, you know?
Yeah,
can't have a trendy name and a Bible name.
Yeah, somehow you need to mix it together and make it work. Yeah.
Yes.
Did you take into account family names? Did you and your partner ever discuss like parents' names or grandparents' names, anything like that?
No, so family name, we're going to take his family name because he feels really strong about it, that we should do it. He suggested that we will add my family name as well, but I think it would just be too long.
Okay.
Because my surname is Sadov and his surname is Shaham. And it's going to be Sadov Shaham. It's really long. So, so we decided to leave it with Shaham.
Okay.
And middle name, it's not, we're Israeli, so it's not very popular to have middle names in Israel. But his mother's side of the family, they're Welsh and they all have middle names. So they are encouraging us to choose a middle name as well, which makes it even harder because we have so many names to choose at once.
Yeah. So how do you handle that then when you've got other family members who want you to have a certain name or are encouraging you to have certain middle names? How do you deal with that pressure?
At the beginning, it was really upsetting. It was really upsetting to even tell them the names we've had in mind, because I don't know if you've met Israelis before, but they always have an opinion. And if there is a name that I really like and I would mention it to them and they wouldn't like it, they will make you feel terrible for wanting to choose this if they don't like it. And I just found that it's easier to not share it with them and then just have it as a fact after the babies are being born, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
because it is a lot of pressure and it doesn't feel nice when you're so in love with the name and you tell your parents about it and they're like, oh no, don't do that, it's a horrible name, you know. It does.
Yeah.
It's just not fun. So I decided to keep it for us, between us for now.
Yeah, and I think that's a completely okay decision. Whether you decide to tell the whole world and announce it or just keep it for you, I think either way, it's your decision. It's your child, isn't it? It's the name that you're coming up with. And sometimes you can't please everyone, you know. Like,
no, you can't.
You can't. And you might tell someone and someone will absolutely love the name and someone else will say something like, that's unusual. And you'll be like, what does that mean? But I think whatever decision you make for your baby name, you kind of have to try and brush off other people's opinions. And I know it's hard when it's family, isn't it?
Yeah, with so many opinions.
So when you finally decide on your baby names, do you think you'll decide before the baby's get here, or do you think you'll officially decide once they're here and you can put a name to the cute little faces?
Yeah, so a bit of both. I think that we will have an idea of names in mind, but you can't really decide before you see their faces, right?
Yeah, I think it's hard, isn't it? Because you are naming an actual little person and sometimes names do fit faces.
Yeah, exactly. So I believe that we will have to have a couple of options just in case we will see them and we'll be like, you know what? No, we'll go with the other one.
Yeah. And the names you have so far, I'm trying to not let you slip up so you don't give anything away. The names you have so far, have they all come from you both using that list, or have they literally come from that, or have they come from elsewhere?
They came from this app. It's a really cool app, Kinder app.
So, because I find it really interesting, because I think my sons have relatively unusual names. So my eldest is called Cameo and my youngest is called Marlo. And when I looked for the when I was first pregnant, we looked, well, I looked through lists and lists. Like you said, Google lists are a little bit pants, to be honest. And looking through lists and lists, and I just couldn't find anything really. And my husband was like, no, 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 no. And I don't know why it didn't come to me at the time, but my husband's middle name is Cameo. And oh. I don't know why we didn't think of it. And then I have a vision in my head. I was sitting on the sofa and it was like a light bulb moment. And I said, well, why don't we just call him Cameo? And my husband said, maybe. And as soon as he said maybe, I was like, right, that's a yes.
You just described my exact same experience with my husband.
Oh, really? That's so interesting. So did the same thing happen to you?
And then that when he was just saying no, 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 no to everything. And when there's a name he kind of likes, he says, we can add it to the list.
Yeah.
And I take it as a yes.
Yeah, if they don't say no, it's basically a yes. Maybe doesn't exist, it's basically a yes. That's how I
think it's yes or no.
Yeah, exactly. I completely
black agree. And white.
So we had Cameo, that's how that decision went. And then just like you said earlier about wanting the names to match, we were kind of, it needs to have O at the end because Cameo and his brother needs an O at the end. And it might sound silly to some people, but that's just what I wanted. Like, that was just my preference. And some people might think it's silly, but I don't care. Like, that's just what I wanted. And everyone's allowed to have their opinion. And we literally went through the alphabet. So we literally was like, every word we could think of with every letter of the alphabet. And we found some names like Milo and Marley. And I was like, they're nice, but they're just too many people with those names. We just came up with Marlo. And I don't know, how do you feel about having names that someone else has that you know?
This is also a challenge because I love some names, but we already have cousins or nephews with the same names, and my husband wouldn't like the idea to recycle the name. And the problem, we have another problem, because if we will move back to Israel at some point, we need a name that would actually work in Hebrew as well as English. So it's even more challenging to find the right name.
Yeah, that must make things a lot harder when it comes to a name.
Yeah, and everything, it's times two. We have to find two names.
Yeah, and I guess is that difficult for your husband? Because he doesn't have the same background as you, is it hard for him to look at different names and to kind of look at meanings behind things? Is that difficult for him, or is that something that you take on and that's your responsibility?
He grew up in Israel, so he's Israeli as well, but and in Israel we have meanings for names, usually for all names. So he also with me on that we need a meaning for the name. And then we don't have such a big background difference, to be honest, at least that.
So that's good. At least you have that mutual understanding and that mutual, that mutual idea that the name has to mean. So maybe you could agree on the meaning, even if you don't quite agree on the name yet. So you're halfway.
That's great. Yeah.
So, Stab, when you think about choosing your baby names, what other things have you had to take into consideration? So things like your family dynamics and how a name can influence your child as they get older. How have you taken that all into consideration?
Okay, so first of all, it's our family history. I'm Israeli and my husband is half Israeli, half Welsh. And his Welsh side of the family, they usually have middle names as well, which we don't really have in Israel. So we would have to also think on a middle name as well. And they his grandmother, she's 98, and she feels strongly that we have to choose a middle name as well.
So that's a bit of pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a bit of pressure, but she's always coming up with idea. She says, why won't you call them Charlie? And in French, it sounds like Charlie. Oh, it sounds like a French painter. And suddenly it's taking her to a different world or different association with the name, which is also a great point to talk about how names bring different associations to her brain. Yeah.
Because I think, you know, the name that you give a child, it can definitely influence them as they get older. And you know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing in some circumstances, but I think people do have stereotypes of certain names, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And especially if we will move back to Israel one day and let's say we will give them a very English name. So everyone in Israel will always associate them with abroad, with as if they're foreigners, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so they could think they're just on holiday, or you know, they might not know very much about Israel as a country, which could be completely untrue, but based on the name, I suppose.
Yeah, they could just assume they're tourists or something like that.
So it's a big responsibility, isn't it? My husband, his name is Chino, and everyone assumes that he's Italian and always assumes that he's going to be from Italy. And actually he isn't, he's just from Nottingham. Like, you know, it's his dad's actually half Jamaican and his mum's British. And that's it. There's no Italian in him at all. So it's purely down to people's perception of his name. And I don't think it bothers him. But I guess, you know, as you're growing up, for some children, that could be an issue, couldn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, it's like my name is Stav. And in Hebrew, it means autumn, the season. And it's a popular name. But when I moved here, everybody kept asking me, is it a short name for Stavros? Are you Greek? And I didn't even know that it automatically gives them association of a Greek name. I didn't even know Stavros was a popular Greek name. So that's, you can really see the difference, how people, what they think about different names in different sides of the world as well. So when my parents named me Stav, I bet that they never imagined that I will move to London and people will associate me with Greece.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's why these days the internet is brilliant, because you can do loads of research, can't you, before you choose a name.
Oh, the internet. Yeah.
You can type it in and see what comes up. That's a huge advantage I think we have as part of this generation.
Yeah, I think so too. I agree.
And I do think we're now in a time where, you know, before it was a bit like you can't give your child a difficult name because people won't know how to pronounce it. And we're in a time now where actually, you know what? You have to learn to pronounce it. You know, it's not my child's problem that you can't pronounce it. It's your issue. So you fix it. So rather than it being on the child that they have a difficult name, we're definitely moving into a time where other people just have to learn to pronounce things, which I think is great, actually.
Yeah, but you would want to make it the experience as easy as the easiest as you can for your child, you know?
Yeah.
No, you would want to think about everything, so you will have an easier life.
No,
very true. One for our kids.
Very true. But I do think, on the other hand, that some people do give their children quite complex names, which are how they sound is completely different to how you would spell them.
Yeah.
originally I was like, oh my goodness. But now I definitely think, you know, I get it might be a bit harder for the child, but hopefully the generation they're growing up in are going to be a lot more open.
Accepting?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. The world is more accepting these days.
Yeah, I think so. And hopefully it just gets better as we continue and as our children get older.
Yeah, I really hope so too.
So you said that your husband is more interested in kind of modern names.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more interested in traditional baby names.
Yeah.
How are you going to make that work? Do you think you could just end up creating your own name? You know, some people literally put two names together and create a brand new name. Is that possible for you?
Oh, this is something I haven't thought about, to be honest. This is very interesting, to create our own name. Yeah, that's a possibility. I think that he will like that because he likes new things. You know, new names, new ideas.
And do you know that apparently, because you know they do baby name lists every year of the most popular names?
Yeah.
That apparently the older names are actually making a comeback. So names like George and Esther and things like that. Would you consider a traditional name, but one that was very popular? Or would it put you off because it's so popular?
No, I like to be on trend.
See, I didn't like the thought of having a name that was really popular. And I still haven't, I know there are people who exist with the name Cameo, but I haven't met another Cameo yet. And I quite like that.
Yeah, because it's unique.
Yeah, it's unique. And I struggle. So, you know, on like soap operas and things like that, you have the older characters and they might be called, I mean, they're lovely names, but they might be called something like Mavis or Vera. I then struggle to then want to call a baby a name that I associate with an older person because it's like my brain gets confused. It's like, you look so cute, but your name should be on an old person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. But sometimes if I want to call them after my grandparents' names, for example, I know that they were amazing, influential people in their lives. And I know what they did in the world and how they behaved and the aura and the energy they had. And I would love to my babies to have that same name associated with it. Do you know, if you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I totally love that idea, actually. And I think what we have to remember is that a name can just be a name. But like you said, if it comes from someone that you know or that you've known, you feel like you're almost empowering your child because a name is a big deal. It lasts with them forever, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, exactly. And it's
a massive responsibility. And I know some people, they take ages to find a name and then a day before the deadline, because you have a deadline on when you have to register your baby, like the day before that deadline, like quick on social media, what should I name him? What does he look like? You know, because it's a massive responsibility. But I love what you said about giving your baby a name that has a meaning behind it or is taken from someone that was really influential in your life. I think that's a lovely idea.
Oh, thank you. I wish my husband could hear that.
Yeah, it's right. He will. When the podcast goes live, he will hear this. Obviously, you're in the position now where you are looking at baby names and you're trying to come to a conclusion. What advice or tips would you give to other mums that are in the same position at the moment or mums-to-be that are in the same position?
About baby names?
Yeah, about trying to choose the perfect baby name.
Okay. To really try and not get other people involved in the decision, because at the end of the day, it's your baby and it's your decision. And it's just like everyone has an opinion, and sometimes it's a bit overwhelming to hear what other people think, and it's better to just let them know after you have the baby and just state it as a fact. That's the baby's name, you know, then they won't be able to say anything.
Yeah.
Because before they can always say what they think. And it just, I found it very, very overwhelming. I didn't like to share it. Because if you really love a name and someone is really putting you off after you've been thinking and, you know, doing all the work and get really excited about a name, you wouldn't want anyone else to jeopardize it. So that would be my biggest advice, just to keep it between yourself and your partner and let the world know after the baby's born. So they can just deal with it, you know?
Yeah. No, I think that's great advice. And on the other hand, if you're like me and just can't shut up about it, just, I would say, be strong in the name that you've chosen. You've chosen your names for a reason, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. And it's nice to talk to friends and family. But remember, the decision is ultimately you. You're going to be the parent of this child. And you know, they're going to grow up, and if they don't like their name, they're going to speak to you about it. So you have that responsibility.
That's true.
You know, and enjoy the process. I think it's not often you get to name a baby. So enjoy the process, have fun with it, play games, and, you know, talk to your partner. It can actually be a really, really fun thing to do. And make the most of it, because once you've got that name, it's hard to think of anything else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a great advice. That's a great advice, because I found it a bit difficult, but enjoying it, I should enjoy it more, I think.
Yeah, because, definitely.
Yeah, it should be a fun thing.
Yeah, it's going to be, you've got two, but I guess you have two names. So that's a bit more difficult for you. You have two names to choose. But yeah, definitely have fun with it, because it's a massive experience. And, you know, you might, if you have children in the future, you'll get to do it again. But if not, this will be your only time naming children.
Oh, I haven't thought about it this way. You're right.
Mm-hmm. So let's just have fun. But I have to say, Steph, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been lovely to talk.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Your baby names, and I can't wait to find out what your baby names are going to be. I'm just going to be like following you on social media now, waiting for the announcement.
You will know in a few weeks. Oh, if they'll come up with names by then.
Okay. If not, we'll see the baby first and then we'll hear the names.
Yeah.
And just before we go, could you let everyone know where they can follow you online?
Yes, of course. On Instagram, it's Stav Saidos.
Fabulous. And do you have a blog or anything like that?
No, I'm still working on my blog, but I hope it will launch in the next month.
Oh my gosh, you're doing so much. You're having twins and launching a blog. That's massive.
Yeah. Yeah, I also launched my clothing brand recently, Saffron London.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my goodness, you are like flying. This is amazing.
Yeah, I just decided to do all that before the babies come, because I'm scared that then I won't have time to do anything else.
Well,
so I'm trying to push as much as I can.
Yeah, no, definitely. Have you been on maternity leave?
I should, but I'm still working. I'm working for myself. I'm self-employed, so I kind of decide when to go on my maternity leave.
Amazing. Well, no, good for you. I think that's incredible. And do you talk about all of this on your Instagram?
Yes. I talk about my pregnancy, about launching the brand, about the babies, about my experiences. Yeah, my posts are very detailed. I like writing. I love journaling, and I love sharing it with my readers, some real authentic stories. I'm trying to be as real as possible. So... It's my thing.
That's amazing. Well, I'll definitely be following you because I really want to know the baby names. And just to see how you get on with twins, I think it's an amazing journey. And yeah, I appreciate you coming on and roll on the baby names.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me and for your lovely advices.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Stav. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. For ongoing support and advice on everything from pregnancy to the toddler years, visit emmasdiary.co.uk or download the Emma's Diary app available on Apple Store and Google Play Store.